Greetings, saints of God. We are continuing on this love journey where we are using the theme, Love Must Win. And so we want to look at love must be protected. In last segment, we talk about what love embraces and what love resists. And so the thing that love embraces are patience, kindness, truth, resilience, faith, hope, endurance, and perseverance. According to the scriptures, those are the fruit of the spirit of love that comes out of love. The love produces those types of attributes, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But love also resists envy. It resists boasting. It is not arrogant. It is not rude. It's not selfish. It does not support anger. It does not build itself on resentment. And does not rejoice in wrongdoing. And for those reasons and more, love must be protected. In fact, the Bible says we are instructed in verse 15 of 1 John 2. The Bible says, love not the world, which is a system that seeks to control and which governs the earth. Love not the world. And the Bible says, neither the things that are in the world. And this pretty much identifies all that competes for our loyalty to God. And this is my personal emphasis here. Things that are in the world. There are so many things that we can fall in love with that can compete with our loyalty for God. There are things that are always seeking to compete with our loyalty for God. Could be our academic pursuit. Could be our jobs. Could be the significant other. And so we have to be careful. The Bible says we should love the Lord God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Then we should love our neighbors as ourselves. So our first commitment of love is to God, and secondly to man. And so, as one preacher said, love God and love your neighbor. But our primary love must be for Almighty God. Nothing should compete with our love for the living Lord of glory. We're also reminded in 1 John 2:16 that all that is in the world is what? One, lust of the flesh. Lust can be identified as deep-seated desire. Anything that we desire and have a craving for, that we'll do anything to get, can be a challenge if it's not guided by the Holy Spirit. We can covet the best gifts, as the scripture says. We can crave those things that will help to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the lust that we're talking about here is personal desire. Desire of the flesh. And that is what appeals to us personally. We have to watch ourselves. We have to check our spiritual and moral compass as we navigate the waters of this world. We cannot be pulled by the currents. And there are some rift currents. There are currents that will pull us away from the shores where healing waters flow. And so as God's people, we have a responsibility to ensure that we stay where we can be protected by the power of Almighty God. And so we have to shun, as the word of God says, the very appearance of evil. We should not entertain it. If we find we're going to be pulled away, run like Joseph. Escape for life. Very, very important. We saw what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot and his family. His wife had a deep-seated desire for the things of Sodom and Gomorrah. Her flesh was appealing to the things of that city. There are things that appealed to her personally. And even though the angel said, do not look back, escape for your life and don't look back, she could not resist the temptation to look back. And the Bible says she became a pillar of salt. There are times in our lives when we have to cut our loss and move on to preserve our spiritual heritage. The things that we are holding on to in this world are not valuable to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. And so as God's people, we should try to wear the world loose. Don't spend more than you need to. on items in this world and get caught up in things of this world. The Bible says we must be, you know, contented with such things as we have, because godliness with contentment is great gain. We'll continue on why love must be protected in the next segment. God bless you.